Now then,
before we start, this episode of Just Trucking About is brought to you by Manscaped, who's the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision engineered tools for your family jewels. Join over 8 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code JTAPOD at manscaped.com. If my maths is correct, that's about 16 million balls. Oh, Jesus. So the Performance Package 4.0 has arrived, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. Manscaped has sent us a load of these to test out, and we chuffing love them. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, their Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant and Crop Reviver ball toner, some performance boxers, and a travel bag to shove it all in. Right, first off, let me tell you about the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the future of grooming and, dare I say, the greatest ball trimmer ever. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and also has a 4K LED spotlight, so you can, you know, do some midnight manoeuvres on your plebs. Because this trimmer's waterproof, you can say goodbye to the mess on your bathroom floor. Do it in shower, down the plug hole, job's a good un. You thought that were good? Want to take your grooming even further? Performance Package 4.0 also includes a Weed Whacker nose and hair trimmer. Up your nose, in your ears, get it out. The Weed Whacker is also waterproof and provides proprietary skincare technology which helps reduce nicks, snags and tugs in those delicate nose holes. A Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner will change the way you approach your hygiene routine. Trust me when I say this, fellas, your balls will thank you. Manscaped even throw in two free gifts in their package, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. It's time to take care of yourself, so go to manscaped.com and get 20% off with free shipping with the code JTAPOD. Right, let's get on with episode, shall we? Let me find my keys.
We're in and we're on.
Episode 30 now, innit?
This is episode 30.
Matt don't like us numbering them, does he? But I feel like we have to number big ones.
Yeah, why? What's the problem with numbering them now?
You don't need to number one every time you start.
We don't, because we kept forgetting and he was just telling us what it were. That's where it went.
30's all right numbering though, innit, that one?
It is lovely. And today we are brought with a very super special guest.
We have brought a guest in because I feel like we all mental health chat that we needed to talk about, and it were Mental Health Awareness Week, weren't it, other week, and we thought it might be a good idea to do a bit of a collaboration with Andy's Man Club. So I reached out, and they've sent us another trucking womble. You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Dan, facilitator for Andy's Man Club in local area.
Good.
Trucker. Twat.
Yeah, one of us then.
According to Mrs.
One of us then. Fitting right nicely. It was quite good, actually, when I emailed them and said, oh, but we're wanting to do a bit of a collaboration. I weren't expecting them to say, we've got a lorry driver in Doncaster that can come on. I'm like, you know what? It was fucking written in stars, weren't it?
Do they have hubs, like, everywhere then? Like, fucking every little spot they have somebody who's working for them?
Well, Andy's Man Club, are
they? Yeah.
No, they've got... What have they got now? 132 clubs around the country.
Yeah.
You basically just rock up and sit down and talk and rant and get stuff off your chest and make someone feel better.
Basically like this for us, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. It's exactly like this. It's just a group of blokes sat in a room talking. Yeah. It's brilliant.
That's what we wanted, really, to start off with, weren't it? We thought our WhatsApp group would just be good on a podcast, didn't
we? what we said, just like actually saying it to other people.
At first we started off like, oh, we can't really say what we do on WhatsApp, but now basically it is
it's getting
WhatsApp
close, isn't it?
Yeah, it is our WhatsApp group, just on fucking audio, innit?
Did you? You said that you've been listening to some when you were going over M62. Did you hear that episode where we got that message in? I think we were 28 or 27.
I can't remember.
No, 28. You might not have heard it yet
if you've not listened. No, I had 28
on that. Was it?
Have you?
No, so you're giving it a big plug about manscaping.
Ah, yeah, that was
shaving balls and that was driving past Runcorn.
Ah, yeah. Would have been about 26 then, I reckon. Yeah, but that's we got a really good message on there, and that's when we like said about Andy's Man Club and people chatting and stuff like that. Because we had a mega message, didn't we? And it like really affected. It really affected me.
Yeah, it did. It weren't something that you just brushed past, were it? We did get a good bit of chat, and we did think about it, and I told everybody that I fucking spoke to about it, like, and it's mad to think that even people are just listening to us, never mind the fact that we're actually helping people come to terms with what's going on in their own life.
Just by nattering about.
Yeah, and just by talking shit.
So you're a truck driver as well?
Yeah.
Who do you drive for?
Howdens.
Howdens?
At Goole?
Yeah, well, the actual factory at Howden.
Oh, right, okay. Mm.
I've been there, it'll have been 15 years on Thursday.
Oh, you've been there 15 years then, full time.
They paid for me class one and put me through it, so.
All right.
I'm guessing. Go on, sorry.
I've been there years anyway, so it's not as if I was ever going
to
leave.
Yeah, yeah. I'm guessing if you've been there for quite a long time, they're a good company to work
decent,
for then.
Absolutely decent.
That's good then, isn't it?
You still see them, they're everywhere, aren't they? Yeah, we used to see them when we're doing gypsum stuff all the time.
Yeah,
didn't we?
Yeah,
we
did, yeah.
But Cine out at Ferrybridge?
No. Gypsum, we used to run out.
We used to do gypsum stuff from. East Sherburn, and East Leek.
And sometimes up at Kirkby Thor, weren't it?
Yeah, that was...
Every now and again when we were up there.
That was Seaver stuff, weren't it? When we worked at Seaver, they had that. They had the contract with British Gypsum.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
So we used to see that all the time.
What your day's like? Is it not heavy work, like?
No, it depends. It's some days you might do a 15-hour day. So, like, say you get a Scotland run. So the other week I did Castle Douglas and Stranraer, all the way at West Coast to Egger at Auchinleck, you know, near Kilmarnock.
What did you just fucking say?
Made a funny noise.
Just
there,
like a load of words go out. What are you talking about?
Yeah, where chipboard factory is at Kilmarnock. Go load in there and then run back down so far, and I got back to Carlisle truck stop in 13 summer and 9 hours 52.
I don't mind doing 15s when I'm 19 out. Yeah. Don't mind doing long ones. Yeah, I can't be one of these that park up at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, yeah, then. And then next day, you generally get a short day, just bob around somewhat local, like 3 or 4 drops down back home.
So have you got your own truck then?
Yeah, I have the same one every day, yeah.
Yeah, that's alright. Is it shared on like a night shift or all like that?
Yeah, but they only give it to certain people because they know I'm a bit OCD with cleaning. With what's gone on with mental health side of it, I kind of developed a little bit of OCD about stuff.
Alright, yeah.
So I'm a bit anal about cleaning and keeping
like
stuff right.
They
only let certain people in it now because they know what I'm like.
They know they're going to be clean and all.
Yeah, but my gaffer's really understanding with it, and I had to have some time off at the beginning of the year just to sort myself out and get my life in a bit of better order, and he were really, really supportive with me about it. Yeah. I couldn't have asked for a better gaffer, to be fair.
That's good, isn't it? If you've got a boss that'll support you in that, then you've no reason to go.
These did as well. When I'm going to these, I've been going to Andy's Man Club over a year now, and then I got asked a question, do you want to be a facilitator and run some at groups? And
yeah,
why not? Help people out, put a bit back in.
That's good, isn't it? Whereabouts do you do yours? Is it the same place all the time? Or?
Yeah, we've got Doncaster Mine, you know, in town, in Marketplace.
I ain't got a fucking clue me about Doncaster.
Matt'll know,
yeah.
It's in town centre near Red Lion, near Decent Weatherspoons. And then, if there is such a thing.
I like a Weatherspoons,
the less dodgy one.
Yeah, and then Armthorpe Community Centre. 7 o'clock every Monday night, apart from bank holidays. Turn up.
We go past there, don't we? I drive past there all the time.
You should come one Monday night. Come and have a natter and see how it works. It's decent.
Yeah, should be good.
There's no pressure, no signing up, no forms to fill in. You literally just turn up and at 8 o'clock you get free brews and biscuits.
Yeah, just have a yammer.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
It does you good getting stuff off your chest. They don't discuss certain things for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Like there's no religion, no politics and no medication. Because they're all pretty polarising subjects, aren't they? And
you don't
end up arguing and people
that's
get
it,
right.
People have different views and then you end up with fucking scraps, don't
And
you?
I do believe in Scotland, they don't discuss football.
Is that because they're shit at it?
No. And that's all of Scotland just turned off.
Yeah.
I can neither confirm or deny, but that's what I've been told. They don't discuss football in Scotland.
Yeah. Can we just reference the fucking strimmer that's going off mental in the background?
This
isn't a soundproof studio, so it might not be detectable.
It's just a shed at end of day, but...
Whoa! Well, that's somebody else kicked off and all, isn't it?
It's just better shed than mine. I'll give
you
that.
I know, yeah.
It's a fucking great shed, though, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
I love it. I think it's great. You did a great job, Matt.
I fucking love it. I love it. You did a right good job.
Matt's producing again.
He is, yeah.
Shed, studio, shag parlour.
That's right. Isn't it, yeah. That's why we don't sit on there.
That's where he hangs his swing.
It's quite solid, this.
Oh, new legs on it. So what's your week been like this week, then? Work-wise or...
I'd be lying if I said it were brilliant. Mainly because of traffic on M62. It's a nightmare. Yeah. Whoever's done that set of roadworks at Lofthouse and Gilderson wants a slap.
Yeah, right.
It goes from three lanes down to one. And how do you expect the busiest road in the country to be to flow when it's like that?
Yeah, it's bad, isn't it?
I've been Bradford 4 days in a row. And it's genuinely faster to go round Ring Road into Leeds, onto 621 at Ellen Road, back off at Stourton, go up through Rothwell and get back on at Junction 30. It's genuinely faster than sitting on 62.
I just like keeping my wheels moving, me.
Yeah. I do, that's why I go that way. I can't be home sitting in traffic.
Sometimes I think, even if that takes me 5 minutes longer, just the fact that I'm rolling just feels better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a fucking nightmare.
You take Ruffwick Smooth, it is a good job, and you get some really good runs, like the Scotland stuff. The scenery's unreal.
Oh, I'd love to, I wish we had more Scotch stuff.
Yeah. I've done Northern Ireland quite a bit as well.
Have you?
Done a shed load in Northern Ireland. A shed load in Southern Ireland.
Yeah,
like
ferry over Holyhead and that.
No, go from Stranraer.
Drive to Stranraer,
6.5 hours. Or 5.5 hours driving, Weir Brecc. And then ferry over. Ferry's about 2:40. Just annoying because it's just short of a reduced rest.
Yeah.
And then go around Northern Ireland, come back on Thursday.
Okay.
We're subbing it out now.
Oh, that's shit, isn't it? Do you generally do Dublin as well? Like week out or?
Yeah, we do with that. Don't do it anymore.
Oh, so you don't have like, you don't, you're not a tramper then?
No.
You're just a day man.
We just did it when it was there, yeah.
Night out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we only have odd night out, but we tend to just choose ours, don't we?
Yeah. Are you getting a lot of, do you notice truck drivers coming into your group, or do you not know what they do?
I think we've got two or three come to Armthorpe. There's me and another lad called Paul who works for Warburtons. Me and him speak to each other most days.
Yeah.
You know, try and talk to each other, haven't you? It's no good just sitting in your cabin on your own and
talking. We know everybody has everybody from every walk of life is going to have a struggle with different shit, like. But I think it's coming to light the realization of how many truck drivers, because it's just that solo life, isn't it? That being stuck on your own and stuff like that.
I feel like there's been a big push
how
lately.
How many truck drivers are suffering with it and not saying out?
I think after that Drew lad took his own life. Where are you from? Rotherham way on.
Yeah.
I think that was quite publicised, wasn't it? A lot of people have started coming forward now and saying, look, I need some help.
Yeah.
It's like printed on back of the shirt. It's good to talk. You've got to talk to people.
Definitely,
It ain't no good holding it in and telling people to man up don't work. It ain't like that. It ain't that simple.
It's getting rid of that old stupid man fucking thing of just cracking on and dealing with it.
Yeah, it don't work like that because you'll be laid in bed on a night like I was.
Just pushing it down.
With a thousand things going around your head and you can't sleep. And you're driving a 44-ton weapon of death every day on 2 hours sleep. Don't do any good, sir.
No, yeah.
You can't. It don't work.
It don't.
And it nearly burnt me out, which is why I had to take some time off and sort my son out and get my sleep pattern sorted and just try and improve my lifestyle a bit.
Did you recognise yourself, like, or were it somebody else that when you really need to?
It were me and Mrs. really. I mean, I had a death in family 5 years ago, and I didn't expect grief to affect me as bad as it did. And I were in France at the time. It'll have been January 6th this year. I've been delivering in France for Howdens, and it would have been my mum's 59th birthday, and my head just went. I couldn't cope with it. Then after that, stuff happened at home. And I just said, our lass said, you need some time off work. And it wasn't, it was nothing to do with work, it was sound.
Yeah.
But being at work, you'll know, being at work 60 hours a week, when you're concentrating on one thing and not putting yourself, don't do you any good whatsoever. So no,
it's an hard place to be when you've got something on in it.
Yeah.
Even just I mean, we don't do 60-hour weeks. I mean, we used to at Seaver, didn't we? But having something in your head and you can't talk to anybody about it, you can't, I mean, we can't use phones and stuff while we drive or all that. So you're literally on your own, in your own head, ticking over. And I tend to run through different scenarios in my head, but then I'll work myself up and I'll start overthinking it and thinking that it's something that it's not. And then before I know it, I've stopped, I've messaged somebody, and it's like, well, what's fucking going on? And then you're going down all these different routes of, well, what if it's that? What if it's that? And then before you know it, you're fucking cracking up, aren't you? And you're thinking, I've made this into some sort of massive fucking mountain.
Snowballed.
Yeah, and it could be something little. I mean, I've had to-dos on fucking WhatsApp chat when I blew up over something stupid.
Not bad brew, that.
It's all right, isn't it? Doing more right at making a cup of coffee. But yeah, you blow up at tiny little things, and it tends to be your family that gets the shit.
Yeah, well, that were it. I was going home, and obviously we're not sleeping properly, and being ratty and short-tempered, going home, taking it out on my missus and my young'un and my dog, and I didn't know I was doing it. And a lad at work said, are you all right? I'm like, no, not particularly. This was before I went to France that week, and then come back, and I'm like, I can't take this anymore, I just need to be at home, so... Yeah.
When people say to me, are you all right? I tend to just go, yeah, I'm fucking fine. I'm fucking fine. And then I'll go and stew about it. Yeah.
Average. You don't want to be average.
You don't want to burden fucking somebody else with your
That's
shit.
That's it, yeah. I don't want anybody else to think, well, he's fucking kicking off of a note.
You're moaning
at. Like, yeah, what are you fucking moaning at? And then I sit just stewing about stuff, me.
I have conversation, you know, you converse with yourself and you put yourself in a conversation that isn't happening, in a situation that isn't happening, and you'll talk yourself this conversation and you'll think about it and then you'll imagine a fucking response you're getting and then you're making your side of the argument for something that don't fucking exist.
You're just having a conversation with yourself in your head that didn't even happen.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like, well, if they say this, I'd say this. And you're like, shut up.
Well, Matt said one thing on chat the other day and I fucking blew up at him. And then, like, while I were tipping then, I'm having exactly that. I'm having this conversation in my head, thinking, he's on the other end of the phone thinking this and thinking that, and I'm going to say this and say that. And then at the end of it, I just sent him a message and went, oh, I'm sorry, Matt, I shouldn't have gone off like that. And he went, what are you even on about?
Don't care.
And that was just a classic example of how I just fucking snowballed it in my head into something that it weren't. And it's a lot of little stuff, but every now and again it gets to somebody and they think they've got no other option but to fucking take yourself off and just stew. And then before you know it, it's fucking into this big thing and then you end up with the sad reality of some people think, I can't get out of this situation that I've created because there's no escape from what goes off in your head.
I used to like being on my own in Ireland. Used to go away and thought, oh yeah, I'll have a week's peace and quiet away from everything. But then I'd be late, I'd be parked up on my own at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, bored out of my skull with nothing to do.
Yeah.
And there's only so much walking about and spending money and trying to stay off at beer that you can do, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. So
I just said to him, if you don't mind, I don't particularly want to do that job anymore. He went, yeah, no problem. There's enough other people want to do
That's
it.
That's good, isn't it?
They've been pretty accommodating.
I should imagine a lot of small firms haven't got the availability to,
to accommodate
people like that.
I think we've got 37... We've got 37 full-time day drivers, I think, something like that. And work gets spread out amongst them all. They are pretty good. You people moan like they always do in every job, but they are decent and they pay really well and they never max you out and they're never chasing you. You couldn't ask for a better curtain-sider job, to be honest.
Yeah, to say that it is a curtain-sider job, it's quite chilled, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing you want, though,
you rock up to one of our depots, stick cones out, so you're 4 metres away from it all.
Yeah, yeah.
One curtain only, present load, leave it to them. They tip it all. All you got to do is cut green banding off, that's it.
That's it, isn't it?
They don't like you being anywhere near it, so it is better for safety.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at people on docks now and tipping with both curtains open, you think, why would you do that? It's just mental.
Yeah.
All it takes is truck driver to do one thing and you load all over the
side, yeah.
Yeah. We see a lot of gold, don't we?
Yeah.
Goal, because they don't fuck around there. They're slamming it in and chucking it around.
On goal box.
Them fucking aluminium coils and, the and stuff like that. Yeah, I've seen them fucking great big aluminium slabs.
Yeah.
Fucking huge, them, aren't they?
But they fly about, they take them off a boat, don't they? And then they take them onto a different yard. So they'll wang them on one of those shunter trailers.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't fucking strap them all out. They just fly straight out of it. Fly straight out of the yard into another yard. Yeah. They don't fuck around.
No, it's, there's so much sketchy shit. And this, being a driver, a lorry driver, has so many other pressures that people don't understand. The fact that I could go to work in the morning, and even if I don't hurt myself, I could still not be coming home, because if I kill somebody, that's me never coming home again.
Well, that's it. Majority,
you're at point one, aren't you?
Majority of people out there don't understand what it takes to drive a truck and how it works. Like when someone pulls in front of you and stamps on brakes, you're like, this weighs 44 ton, love. It will fucking kill you.
Yeah.
You hit something in that, you don't feel it. Whereas you hit a car, you just destroy it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's simple as that. Like a pancake, isn't it?
And even with alt brakes in world, physics ain't going to stop 44 tons, is it?
No, exactly. It needs that space to stop, doesn't it?
And they haven't got a clue what's on you. They don't know if you're empty. They don't know what out, do they? And people just dive it. Oh, I want to get in front of that lorry to get out for this junction. There's so many of that where you just need... There's so many people that are fucking so desperate to get in front of something. And I don't know where this urgency in life comes from, but when there's a fucking truck and you're coming off 2 miles down fucking road, if you just don't accelerate and you just sit behind the lorry and you just like slowly fucking let your foot go, you lose. In reality, the brains can't see that they're losing about 5 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes no difference to anything at all.
Before I were a lorry driver, I needed to be fastest person on the road.
Swip in front.
Nobody were fucking overtaking me. I were lane changing. I were one of them people.
And you see three?
No, this real like works van. No, fucking it works van. Like you'd be cutting people up and
driving like you nicked it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because it weren't my van either, so it was just like fucking. I didn't pay it fuel the fuck all. So,
we have talked about this, and we'd get. Luke, we went down Cornwall with, he's fucking right highly strung with when he's driving. And I don't know whether it's because he's relatively new to driving. He's not been doing it that many years, like 6 years or something like that. He's had his license.
You've not got to let shit wind up at the end of the day, because you just get consumed by it. Yeah. If you go out yard in the morning angry, it's in your head all day and you can't shift it. You got to try and relax and make time for yourself and calm yourself down, because you're a long time dead, aren't you?
Before you even fucking start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not the healthiest job in the world anyway, is it?
No, exactly. Exactly. I think the saving grace that we have is we are so... What's fucking weird? We're not under any pressure at all. Like, if we want to stop and have an hour and a half's break, if we want, we can. Because generally, we have one drop a day. Maybe a drop and a
collection. What are you on, steel?
Ought to do it railways. So... You've got your steel, concrete, timbers, ballast. But the fact that we're taking it to... I mean, these guys are different to me because these drive flatbeds. So they tend to go to, like, warehouses that will build crossings. So they'll drop a load of steel off and they'll build crossings and what have you. Whereas I do a lot of railway sidings for the guys that are actually doing work on tracks at time. But they might order a 100 ton of ballast, but it might not be going in for 6 weeks or something. So even if I don't get there that day, it's no massive drama.
What are you on then, tippers?
IAB, yeah, flatbed IAB. So I've got like a bunch of keys as well, so I don't even meet guys half at time. I'll just let myself into the rail yard, tip it off, and then just fuck off. So the fact that we're not under pressure, I think, gives us... I've noticed a massive difference at home when we moved into this job from being on general haulage where we were before.
Just the general outlook on stuff.
Yeah, just everything. The fact that I can sit at home and watch TV at night time and help my kids with their homework. I mean, Jess not so much now, but the fact that I can do that sort of stuff.
Can help Jess build a bong.
yeah. It just creates such an healthier lifestyle.
Yeah.
Mentally. Just being able to see your family and speak and just have that relaxation, which a lot of companies don't realise as well when they're putting on pressure 15-hour days. We've got 15 drive. Like, I'll plan you a 15-hour day, and if it don't work out, we'll just knock it onto tomorrow. And then, as long as it's done by Friday, and then before you know it, you're chasing your arse all week. We used to be the guys that were, fuck it, I'll put this on a bay here. I'll set me watch for a 15-minute timer while I start tipping. Then I'll run out, turn it off, break, so that I get a bit of overworking. Then I'll fuck off back inside, carry on tipping.
Ah, a lot of dead against that. It's absolutely zero tipping on break. It's, everything's above board all the time, and it's mint. You never, ever chase for out.
Yeah.
And we only pretty much really only do our work. We very rarely do third-party stuff. Only if it's going.
Have you had any big fuck-ups?
Have I?
Yeah, say you've been there for 15 years and it's quite... Safety's obviously improved through the years, and then your early years has been out fucking major.
I've been a driver 7 years now. I'll pass my test on 8th of June, something like that. No. So 14th of July, I passed my class one.
You were there before?
Yeah, I used to be a machine operator.
All right, okay.
So I got bored of working in factual. It's the same 22 people every day. I could run every machine in factory and it was just boring, so I asked my boss if I apply for a driver apprenticeship, will you give me a reference? He says, yeah, I will do, not a problem. He says, I don't want you to leave, but I'll give you a reference because I understand that you want to move on and do something different, change your lifestyle.
It's keeping you in-house though, isn't it, still?
Yeah. Like I say, they paid for it all.
Did you have to stay there for a certain amount of time after you did it?
Yeah, but I wasn't going to leave anywhere, so...
We never did that at Seaver. They never made us sign fuck all.
Did they?
No, like they paid for my class one and I could have just fucked off next day.
I think it was 2 years they said I had to stop, but I wasn't bothered about
it. It didn't matter because
It's a proper dead man's shoes job is our place to get in and out of.
Is it?
It's good. It's like you say, you can go to our gaffer Ben and say, can I be home tonight? And they go, yeah, no problem. What time do you want to be finished for?
Yeah.
Or can I have a night out Friday night and a run in Saturday morning? And then, because I need an early finish week after, and go, yeah, not a problem. So you do them a favour, you get one back in return.
Yeah, swings around. Ours is dead good, innit? I mean, we have to-dos with line managers, but nine times out of ten, if you walk in and go, I've got a dentist appointment and I can't move it. I mean, I booked my dentist appointment in January. They told me the first available appointment was September.
Right.
So I can't say now to September. I've just got to try and squeeze it in, and I think it's like a Wednesday at 10:30 in the morning. And so when I go to them and go, I've got this dentist appointment, I've waited for it since January, they will go, well, I can't promise no, but and then 9 times out of 10, they'll go, just load that up in Donny and then just fuck off at like.
Yeah, well, I got a grief counselling in Cantley every Monday night at 4:00. And I asked him if I could be done for 3, so I've got enough time to get from Howden to Cantley, and said, yeah, no problem. Like, I don't mind coming in at 4 a.m. and doing day's work if I need to, but I don't object to that. And went, no, that'll be all right.
Yeah. Well, this is it. Every now and again, they will ask us for a favour, won't they, and go, oh, I've got this job, but it might be like a 1:00 tip in Colchester on a Friday. Yeah. And you're like, well, yeah, you sorted me out.
I don't mind. That's like the same. Yeah. Would you mind doing a Friday night out, go doing a Scotland run, pick board up, run back in, go home? Yeah, no problem.
There's only like 18 of us, isn't there? So we're quite good at being able to sort each other out, like, well, he's got that on, so I'll do that, and he'll do something else. And it's pretty good being in such a close team, I think. And the fact that we're mates anyway, like me, Dan, Paul, we all came from Seaver, and Jeff as well, but Jeff does whatever Jeff does now. He's sort of like...
He's left the circle, hasn't he?
He has left the circle a bit, yeah. And I worried about Jeff for a bit.
He's grown up.
Yeah, probably is just that. Like, I mean, I worried that he were sort of like having a bit of a wobble because he just sort of fucked us all off. Just like stopped talking to us and everything. And
We're still mates with us.
No, yeah. But I mean, when you talk to him, you do realise, like, he's all right. He just wanted to be in his own space, and that's fine, but... the fact that we've come from Seaver, I mean, me and Dan, we've said on here before, haven't we, the fact that we started on the same day, finished on the same day, started here on the same day, we've pretty much had a duplicate driving career, haven't we? And I think that sort of helps us, doesn't it, the fact that we're quite close together. I mean, we do stuff outside of work together, don't we?
And everyone does your bits. Do you have, we living where you live and going to Howden, do you see anyone from work out there? You've got mates from work that you're actually
outside. Yeah, I see a few of them. Yeah, we try and get out for a few beers every couple of months and go out and chew the fat, so to speak.
Do they do your Christmas shit?
Yeah, we have a party at Donny Racecourse every year. You know, oh, Christmas
right, yeah.
Live.
Yeah,
we had that last year.
Oh, isn't that what we fucking mentioned to
him? Yeah. We had it before COVID. We had it there as well, and it's decent. It's all free of charge. Put it on for you. Give so much money towards hotel as well.
That money per head.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, job. It's decent. They do look after us really well with stuff like that.
Yeah. Ours were a fucking disaster this year. We thought it looked great.
Yeah.
With fucking music and all that kind of stuff in this like in hotel thing, we all fit this food that we're offered in were fucking
it
dog
was terrible.
Shit.
We walked in, it had a lower roof than this.
It was a narrow corridor.
We had few people in it. And
the CD what player. Done,
yeah, they printed out a couple of A4 pieces of paper with 90s bands on
it
and just stuck them on the wall.
Yeah,
it was.
Had a picture of Britney Spears and TLC, and that was fucking it.
No, ours were mint. Quality.
Yeah. If only we had a mate with like a bar that we could go to or something.
It's worth the suggestion. Can't get everyone in here. Imagine trying to get everyone in here.
Although we did really enjoy Piss Up Pod, didn't we?
Could pay for that
Piss Up Pod were a good one. I don't know what it sounded like, but it was fucking great to do.
I think the first part of the drunk one were quite good, weren't they? Yeah. When we were starting to drink, and then it got a bit. Everyone started making weird noises. And
Brownie got absolutely shit faced on Turbo Shandy.
Steaming, weren't you?
Turbo Shandy's had one of them for years. Is that the Smirnoff Ice and Stella one?
Yeah, Dan got absolutely fucking
naughty stuff like that. Isn't it?
There's a picture of him in back of my sister's car, full on like. Wobbling.
Just kind of mumbling to me in back.
Yeah, it was dead funny.
I don't feel very well.
Yeah, it was funny that. Don't you dare throw up in this car, Brown.
That's what does it for me in our job. Views like that on ferry at Dublin.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Incredible.
They said to us at the beginning, didn't they? They were like, oh, you get some Scottish stuff every now and again, and you go right up to the very top, and it'll take you 3 days. I don't think any of us have fucking been.
Yeah, it's happened a couple of times, hasn't it?
That were agricultural show at Isle of Man that they sent me on. So just go out there and take a truck and trailer and go to a show and clean it and show it off and
what's
your truck? What is it?
DAF.
CF1.
Does it roll or does it work?
Yeah, it's perfect. Bang
like
on.
A 530 or?
No, it's a 480, but it's enough for
more than ours, isn't it?
How old is it?
22, pull it, brand new one.
Oh,
well, brand newish.
Fucking lordy-do. I've just had some terrible news that our 16 plates might get kept till 2026. So I'm like...
That dent's never coming out.
It's fucking not, is it?
I've managed to keep it damage-free. So far, I'm kept interior looking like it's come out of the showroom.
Keep it pristine. Yeah.
I'm trying to. Like I say, I'm a bit anal with cleaning, so I don't look after it.
So did you do shows?
No, truck
shows and stuff?
It was only it was a one-off because it was like a big agricultural show in Isle of Man that they have every year.
Yeah.
And their depot manager asked Transport, can you send a driver and a trailer over? Just clean it and show it off for a week. For a weekend. So, yeah, no problem. He asked me, do you want to go? Yeah, right then. Can't take me missus. Yeah, not a problem, so...
That's some worth suggestions. Keep it as a nice show truck.
Got a hotel, got meals paid for.
That's fucking
Made him at Isle of Man Depot, absolute shed load of money.
Yeah.
With publicity. Yeah, I was going to take truck around TT course, but I couldn't get the trailer underneath power lines on top of Snaefell Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
So the gimmick works tranny van instead of carrying that round TT.
Levered it around.
I tell you what, the telly does not do justice as to how narrow it is and how bumpy
and
it is.
And how massive it is. Because you see, you know, when you see it and you see them go around it and you know it's a big fucking course. It's obviously going all the way around the mountain and that.
37 and three quarter miles.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
And you think, fucking hell. But then when you're actually going on it, you think, this is so much fucking longer, obviously, when you're not doing 200 mile an hour.
Well, I went down in Tranny Van down Sulby Street and it's pretty bumpy. It's a bit twisty turny like that. And then... Read this week that Peter Rickman did 200 and something mile an hour down that same bit of road. I'm like, how the fuck's he done that?
It's
like, can you hear it? Like, only, I think Michael Dunlop's broke the record for 135 mile an hour
average.
Can you imagine going from here
doing that
to Whitley Bridge at an average speed of 135 mile an hour down roads like that?
It's fucking crazy, isn't it?
I think I watched some over there with, what's his name? That fucking name, Chops. Oh, he's building stuff.
Guy Martin.
I saw something with Guy Martin. And he were absolutely screaming down an old.
Yeah, well, he's fucking ace, isn't he? I remember a thing with him at TT saying the best, the good thing about it is that if you make a mistake, you're dead. That's the best thing about it.
Nice,
it's
beautiful.
Oh,
especially
with
weather.
It's a beautiful place.
Are you a biker? Yeah, I have raced before.
Wait, have you got one now?
No, not anymore.
You're fucking terrifying me.
I've got to work on a Monday morning.
Yeah, same.
I fucking smashed my ankle a bit carrying a piece of tree out that back door. I'll have 2 weeks off work. Phone me gaffer. Hey up, Matt. He's like, what are you after now? I'm like, I ain't going to be in work Monday. Why? Matt, I bust my ankle a little bit gardening. He went, fucking gardening.
Not even in a cool way.
I've had a gardening related injury. I don't know if I've said this on here.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah, with like fork, with garden fork, like little fucking weeding fork. You know how like you do proper man thing and throw it in ground? Well, I fucking threw it in ground, but it snagged on my thumb and went straight in my leg.
Put an hole in his leg.
Went in my leg about that far. It sort of hit my shin and went down between skin and shin.
Blech.
And you could see like little fork poking up in thing. But you know how they tell you to leave stuff in? Nah, I fucking didn't know that. Yanked the cunt straight out. And I'm like, fucking shouted Lisa downstairs and I'm like laid out on fucking decking. Because I'm shit with my own blood. Like, I could watch one of these lose an arm. But if I cut my finger, that's me done. I'll be a sweaty puddle on floor, like, until I come round. And I think it's sort of like an adrenaline thing, because my adrenaline goes up and then I think it just crashes and then I pass out. But then once I come round, it's like, oh, all right, I'll go and tidy up now.
You're all right.
Yeah, I was sat on decking like, fucking full on sweating and everything, trying not to shit myself. And then my mum were like putting like a cotton bud with TCP right under the skin, scooping all the mud out. And then as soon as she'd done that, I was like, right, I'll tidy the garden now. Just got up and carried on like normal. But it's just right weird when stuff like that happens. I literally cut end of my finger once gardening, dropping fence panel back off, and that first layer of skin just flapped down. Well, that were it, I'm on back step like dying. Holding my hand in air like I'm dying.
Well, our lass is an intensive care unit nurse in NHS, so...
But she sees some rash.
I bet she fucking knows.
We've been with her. I've got a bit desensitised to blood and gore of it. Yeah. I can sit here and eat my tea and watch someone have operation, I'm telling you. Don't bother me in the slightest.
Like, can we others?
Just come back and tell me all about it.
No, mate. If that's me, that's me done. Fucking just a puddle.
Have you had any good offs on bike?
Yeah, broke my collarbone. Yeah. Racing at Elvington.
Usually the first thing to
do. That was racing a moped of all things.
Up York? That one, airfield?
Yeah, it was 6 hours endurance. Went over a manhole cover.
On a moped?
Yeah. Seriously.
It's like for charity, isn't it?
No, just funny. Went over this manhole cover, tyre went on back, kicked out, I side me, threw it over, brought me collarbone. What else have I done?
Fucking me.
Broke that set of ribs there 4 times. Playing American football and rugby.
Yeah.
Smashed that ankle 3 times. Gardening and mountain bike. Put my shin bone through my heel on that one. Riding trials bike.
Nice.
It's never a dull moment, tell you. I've had to pack in contact sports because it just hurts.
Yeah, well, I've had to
give all your
rugby. I mean, I played rugby since I was 13 and I've got all recently. Luckily, I'd never had any breaks.
Who'd you play for?
Just a local team near us, Mosborough. We played Thorn loads, we were always fucking fighting.
I've seen your face before.
You played at Thorn, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. I saw it when I looked at your finger, like, I'm sure I've seen him before, and then I just thought...
I was going to say, when you came out to get, I thought, where do I know that face from?
Yeah,
you
used to play for rugby friends. But yeah, I've had to knock it on head now, because doing training of all things, just took an hit on side at knee and tore me MCL, 5 weeks off work.
Well, I played when I was at college, when I was about 18, and stupidly thought it was a good idea to restart at 34-year-old and it won't.
No.
It's not even slightly.
See, in my head...
Same way, do you?
Yeah, no. In my head, I could walk on that field and play exactly how I did when I was fucking 20.
Yeah.
But you soon find out that you're like...
Just can't do this.
Can't fucking breathe. Just hoping that ball comes towards you because I'm not chasing it.
Yeah, can't be going after that.
Just watching definitely. Now and...
Yeah. But I mean, I think I dislocated my fingers playing Wheatley Hills over here. On there, like, fucking 2 banana fingers all the way around, just cracked them back in, taped them up, carried on, got up next day and they were blue.
like Matt's penis.
Put a lollipop stick between, tape them back up, they'll be right.
like Matt's penis was.
Matt's penis. Is it all right now, Matt?
It's better now,
it's all good, yeah. People have been worried about that, haven't they?
Yeah, we have had a few messages worried about your penis.
Worried about your little penis. Even me and my mum asked how your penis went the other day.
That's unrelated.
Yeah.
She didn't know it was Paulie.
Yeah. That's Paulie peen.
It squirted, if you'd not listened, it squirted Mr. Muscle on it in the shower and it went weird.
Not like intentionally. He didn't do it as like some
not
weird...
for like a kick. It was just cleaning like the shower.
Weird sex thing.
It's like when you wash your balls with that tea tray oil stuff, that green shower gel, and you come out and you think, it's burning now.
Yeah. Do you ever take that in rugby changing rooms?
Yeah.
Never take a bottle of that because one full bottle's not coming back out. They'd be like, where's that? Where's my shower gel? It's gone. Everybody's had it and everybody's in change rooms going,
up somebody's ass.
Trust me, that's squirt. I don't want that stuff down your balance.
No, exactly. Yeah.
We don't want that.
Exactly.
It's not. No.
No, I think contact sports are done for me now. I just can't. I had the breaks, but after having that 5 week off with my knee, it was great being at home. Like, I had a right routine of watching Everybody Loves Raymond and Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares, and that when she'd gone to work and kids were at school. But
did you watch This Morning with your mate?
Who's mate?
Your mate presenting.
I ain't got a mate who's presenting. Fucking scumbag. No, but fucking hell. It's stuff like that can affect people's head. Like it made me worry about rugby and stuff, and then I sort of like lost that group of friends a little bit because I just stopped going to club.
Not involved,
Yeah. And then
shite, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's bad, especially when my entire life was rugby. From turning 13, I watched 2003 World Cup. And I mean, I wanted to play before that, but I never said out to like my mum or out. And then I told my stepdad, and he was like, "Well, I used to play for Mosby, so we'll go there." And then that were it. That took over my life, and it were weekends on trips away. Like it were your entire life. Even when Jess were born, it were like, right, how old is she? Can she join? She's joining. Let's get involved with that. And then when you break away from it, it just sort of disappears.
It's like one of those clubs that, because when people have the hobbies and the fads and stuff like that. It's just like you have those circle of people that join in on, isn't it? Like if I'm going out on mountain bikes, I know that there's those groups of guys that go on mountain bikes, or like when me and him used to paintball, we had that kind of group of guys that we knew there.
Yeah,
and you don't really flex from bit to bit. No,
I mean I've said it to you guys before. Like you guys are my friends group. That WhatsApp chat is like. It's not everything, but do you know what I mean? It's a big part of my life now.
Yeah.
So when I had that time off it, because I was sort of fucking, I was getting angry all the time. Everything that was fucking wrong, I was just fuming.
Yeah, I know, that feels.
So my missus were like, "You need to come off that WhatsApp." So I didn't leave, but I just muted it for like a week or so. And I felt better after. I sort of like felt a bit refreshed, but then every now and again, I could feel that anger build up from stupid little shit. And I just think, you know what, I'll not have it on today. And since I did come back onto it, I have it coming through, but I don't have it pinging.
Same.
So it's not like, boom, instantly, who's talking? I just don't have it on, and I can only see it if I want to go and look at it.
Yeah,
and I think that's massively helped that, because it was constant. When we were kids and stuff, you didn't have phones, did you? So whenever it happened at school or with your mates or something, that were it until you saw them again.
Nobody knew note, did
they? No, well, that's it. I'm a product of the 90s, and we didn't have any of that.
No.
Well, yeah.
We had nothing.
Yeah.
I remember getting my first phone
in
comp, and we had to phone them up and register to be able to send an SMS.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a
big old Motorola thing like that.
Yeah, I got there. Remember it's when Sony Ericsson came out with a little flap for a bit in front and a little aerial would pop up. I got that one.
My first one were...
Not my first one.
It were like a U, like a thumbprint with a U on it, and I think it was owned by a Carphone Warehouse or something, like a BT Cellnet phone.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking one of them with a little green screen that you could fit like 20 letters on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that were like my first phone.
It's mad, isn't it, how in 15 years you've gone from having to go take a cheque to a bank to pay it in, and it takes 5 days to clear, to doing... Everything on that.
Everything
in about
computer.
3 seconds flat.
Yeah, sometimes you don't even need people's bank details, do you? I mean, I'm with Monzo. And if somebody else is with Monzo, all I need is the name and that, and I can just ping it straight to them. Like, it's mad.
Technology is good, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's all there instantly. So I try and teach Jess as best I can. I mean, she's 15 and she's a gobshite, know-it-all.
So yeah, my young'un's 15 and a gobshite and an so all.
I try and die, isn't
it? Phone's never out of his phone's never out of his hand, but he never answers the cunt.
Exactly. Mine's exactly the same, and I'll ring her 3 times. If she's
not answering that.
If she's not home or something, yeah, you know full well she's like, yeah. Oh, I'll just not answer and tell him I can't hear it. So after like 3 tries, I'll text her and go, answer your fucking phone, because I know you're on it.
I can actually see that
and
you're
then
online.
She'll ring me back and then go, oh, sorry, I didn't hear it. And you're like, bullshit. You should have been home 5 minutes ago.
Well, I've got him on stalker app on Find My iPhone, so I know where he is.
This is it. I had school once ring me up and say, Jess isn't in a classroom. I've been to all usual places where they hang out and can't see her. I went, just wait there. Sure you're not fine, friends. I went, she's on Schoolfield. I rang her up straight away. I'm like, where are you? I'm at school. Yeah, but whereabouts? I'm just at school. I went, I know you're on that fucking field. I went, get down to that school now before I drive up there and drag you down in front of your mates. Oh, God, all right. Yeah. But they don't help with people's thoughts and mental health and all that sort of stuff.
That's fact, I phone stuff.
I came off Facebook for a bit while I were off because it was just full of negative.
I fucking hate Facebook.
Nosy bastards.
I fucking hate it. Instagram's my thing. But I fucking hate Facebook.
To be fair, I only really use it to keep in touch with people.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. I don't go on and...
I only put it back on because of page. Because podcast page. That's the only reason I've put it back on. But I just can't... I can't stand it. I can't stand adverts. I can't stand people that are on it. Like, it's just all shite, isn't it?
People shit-staring, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
Politics.
Have you got, like, a community page on there? Like, a local one, like a thought community
page? Yeah, it's brilliant. Oh, I put something on last year about...
hilarious comments.
Yeah, it's class. About some woman had walked their horse gone for a ride on us and it shit all over the road. And the thing, and I went, us dog owners have got to pick our shit up. Why can't you pick our shit up after you've done 157 comments of people sniping at each other?
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
You just got to poke it every
It's worth
and
it just
well,
to get wooden spoon out and get a good stir.
Well, our local one, you can't post anonymous anymore.
Can't you?
No, you've got to like out yourself on it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I generally don't write out on it anyway.
It's good to say something that you know is completely wrong and stupid. Yeah, if you say something really, really fucking stupid, that gets people right going.
It does, but there's people that do that, isn't they? Like, constantly. Yeah. Like, trolling all the time.
Like, it's like the job.
We've noticed on lives and that, you get trolls on straight away, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You get all those fucking idiots in every walk of life.
Yeah.
Anyway, biscuits. What do you consider to be the best biscuit? I think it's Aldi chocolate oaties.
See, I'm on a bit of a...
I could hardly hear that, Dan.
They are the undisputed king of biscuits, and I consider myself to be a connoisseur of such things.
Exactly.
And along with pork scratchings and Mediterranean lager.
Beer pigs in pub. Beer pigs. Oh, fucking right nice, them. They're selling a cricket club near me in the fucking beaut.
Wheatley Rugby Club's got them, I think. They've got a big pork scratching counter behind. I think it's bloody lovely.
I've not played there for quite a while now, but... No, I'm a bit controversial with biscuits. I like a chocolate malted milk because I'll sit and eat like a full packet of them.
Not even a challenge. Just eat them all in one go.
No, obviously we have. I think every household should have a break glass in case of emergency chocolate Oatties box.
Yeah.
Because when you're going cupboard and there's none left, you're like, fucking hell.
What's the definition of an emergency?
Well, whenever there ain't none.
Just
a bit
peckish.
Another box.
Although I'm at a stage in my life now where I have to heartburn tablet before it because you eat a full packet, you can feel it start growing fire up there, can't you?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not really a biscuit person.
You know, I'm a fucker for them. 9 times out of 10, my Saturday morning will be, my breakfast will be a packet of biscuits and a cup of tea. That's generally what it is, yeah.
Sounds great.
It ain't great, and I know it's not, but I think that I've recently come to realise that eating for me is a coping mechanism for any stress, any anger or all that. I'll eat something.
It's too easy, isn't it? You can just sit there and start getting stuck into crisps and biscuits, and before you know it, you've had a load. You feel like shit.
Exactly.
And it
doesn't
do any good. And you wake up in the morning, it's like, ugh.
I mean, I've always been a fat lad ever since I were a kid. It's always been something, and I reckon it's probably always something that I will compete with because I'll go through stages of eating healthy, going at gym and stuff, and then it'll disappear. And then,
I mean, I'm not the smallest bloke in the world, I never have been. I've tried to make my lifestyle at work better, like eat fruit on the morning instead of bacon butties, try not to go out of my way to buy them, you know, like stopping at a Greggs on motorway. Yeah. I mean, it's a bit of a standing joke with a lot of our place about Greggs. It is with any lorry driver.
Yeah.
But try and avoid them and try and stop drinking completely for a week as
They're
well.
A fucking nightmare, aren't they? Not Greggs in forecourts.
Well, it is. My truck's got one of them defects on it where it sees a Greg sign. It
just pulls towards it.
And you're like, no, you're not. Steer this way. Like.
I think mine's got one of those.
Greg magnets.
Yeah, definitely.
Been in garage loads of times and they can't fix it.
Yeah. Especially with fucking loyalty app or fuel for food vouchers, because you're practically getting a free one.
Yeah.
So it's Candy, it's easy to do, isn't it?
Them at Donny's, fucking them women in Donny are excellent. I love it. I hate going there for fuel, but they're so good at... You go in and you've got a few vouchers. I've got a few quid's worth of vouchers there. And then they go, hang on, I've got an extra £2 worth there that somebody's left.
Yeah, they're really good at that. Except when you walk in there just for fuel and they go, it's all one queue. You're like, so I've got to wait here to hand my card in for four people to buy butters.
I did that to me at Ferrybridge yesterday.
Yeah, it fucking boils.
Kid behind the counter, angry little prick at all.
Just let me put my fuel cards is a fucking pet hate of mine. Why do we even have to take them in? It's 2023. Just let me fucking put it in machine. Like, why have I got to take it in shop to queue to hand it in to then go out and fuel to then go back into queue to go and pay and then go on McGregor's room?
They get McGregor's.
Yeah, and then get McGregor's queue.
Because they don't, it's not like they test it, do they? It's not like this, with some of them, they swipe it. They just put it on fucking pump.
Especially when
to
we're,
activate
we're
it.
Ropping up in, I nearly fucking said it then, who we work for.
Yeah.
You'd think, oh, they're fine.
Clear.
Like, yeah. It's not like we're a little one.
Car transporters and stuff that they have in every day.
Yeah, exactly.
But one of them pumps at fucking Donny is so slow. I was doing big side. I think it would end 119 yesterday, and it fucking dribbles in.
It was good during.
I'm like looking at guy behind me. I'm like, sorry, mate. I'm really
we're
sorry.
We're quite lucky. We're self fueled on site, us. So
yeah.
It's very, very rare that I'll need fuel card to get anywhere.
On the road.
They're talking about getting the Hiab's another fuel card, you know, that you can use that's not BP.
Oh, for it. Yeah.
Because your tanks are so quite restricted with small tanks, yeah. Because what some fucking brainiac had good idea to remove one at fuel tanks. So with Scania's, you've got like a big one and a little feeder tank. They took the feeder tank off and put the hydraulic tank there for Crane. So we've only got a 250 litre tank. So sometimes I'm filling up every single day. And if you go up Scotland or down into depths of Kent and or into Wales, there ain't always BPs about.
No.
So there is talks about and possibly getting IABs others so that we can fuel if we needed to elsewhere.
It's good when you tell people how many miles to a gallon a truck does, isn't it? And they can't believe how shit they are on fuel.
10? What? In second place?
Yeah.
And then you go in office and say, I think I've averaged 10.5 miles to a gallon today. I'm like, bloody hell, that's good, that is.
It's really good. Yeah, I think we get like 11 out of ours, don't we? I think ours is like 11.
That's quite good of mine. It's pretty decent on fuel. I had an 18 plate before. No matter what I did with it, I could never get more than 8 to a gallon out of it.
Yeah.
And this new one's pretty decent. It does it 10.5, 11 most days.
Shows good, increasing technology, doesn't it? What they can fucking do.
Yeah, definitely.
Better to drive. People slate DAFs and say they're not very good, but...
comfortable. Though.
Yeah, I can be in it 10 hours a day and get out and feel fine. I can be in a Merc 10 hours a day and feel like I'm in it all of the way cricket.
I hate Mercs.
And you feel like you're gonna fall out of the cunt and all when you stamp on brakes because cab just goes like that.
With Actrosses, they were horrible. Swaying about.
I just like.
I remember 99 at Penrith in them Actrosses that we got, because we got five of them, didn't we? Yeah. Ruins. And I remember it right windy night, and it was literally like being on a boat, just rocking all night. It was horrible.
Rocking you to sleep. Should be nice.
Trucks like Penrith.
It used to be really good.
Yeah, I used to like OPU because we used to be in there all like daily. We used to go up in Scotland's and do trailer swaps and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So before they had all the Eddie's swap over, you know, and they did all inside out and stuff like that, and it were a bit more locally.
Jenkinson's own it, don't they?
Yeah. Is it there that they've took over? Or is it not
Jenkinson's always had it.
But they have Stobart's.
Stobart's a Carlisle one, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. So then, they took over and then changed it all, didn't they? And all some of the staff went, and we used to like them.
Yeah,
some
we did,
of them weird staff.
Was a that Rolo toast.
Yeah, that woman, she's still in there. She's still in that calf. But I don't think they open up for breakfast early like they used to.
Where's that? Penrith?
At Penrith Truck
Stop. Yeah, because it used to be 24 hour.
Yeah, it's not 24 hour anymore. Yeah.
Is it not?
And she was like an angry old Carlisle-y
type
person.
How fuming last time
you?
I stayed there.
Bread toast or roll?
Yeah, I think I know the woman you mean.
So that's a bacon sandwich, please.
Bread toast or roll? Night shift, didn't she? Right, angry.
Yeah.
But I think last time I stayed there, I were fuming because I paid on Snap. I'm like, that's all right. And then they give you a food voucher. Can't buy fuck all on menu for it. Nothing. I think you can buy a cold sandwich. Everything else you've got to add money to. So I thought, well, I may as well just paid and claimed it all back. Like, fucking stupid thing. But I don't think it's as good as
don't worry about it.
It used to be good when we were good at Witherspoons, didn't it?
Yeah, we used to walk down into town.
It's a shame it's shut.
Lockerbie.
Yeah. The food were banging. Yeah. The food was absolutely banging in there.
Is anybody going to take it over, do you reckon?
They reckon that James Jones Timber have bought it and using it for storage, but...
Oh, right.
They're not going to be truck stopping it.
It were in the right place and all.
It's rare that we went up there, isn't it?
We'll be doing a lot of Penrith's jobs coming up. Have you heard what they're doing? We've got 7 weeks of 2 wagons a day going... From Kingsmore, Carlisle, back to Mall. You know those fucking millions of sleepers we took from Mall to Kingsmore are going up to bring them back down.
Sat there, fetching them all back down.
It's fucking mad money waste. It's fucking crazy.
Mad.
But I think the kicker is that they're not going to load us until fucking like dinner time, 12:30 or something.
Oh, right.
Because they've got jobs in the morning.
Because they're right busy.
So how fucking shit's that going to be? That is just going to be rat wank, that.
Luckily, that's not me.
But we have rapport with guys from... If they're still the same fellas, we can just go up early one day and just test water and see if we can fucking go in the morning. Because that'll be shit all that, won't it?
It'll be fucking...
Especially if there's others going in. O'Reilly's and that.
Blech. Don't want none of that shit.
Yeah,
I mean...
But there's 7 weeks of that, so enjoy.
Yeah. That'll get your hours up, won't it?
Yeah.
Talking about hours, I've only done a 3-shift week this week because we had bank holiday Monday.
Fair done.
So, and then...
I did 21.
I did even less than that, and less than that.
Yeah.
I've worked 3 shifts because I work 1 night shift, so I get a day off either side, and then Thursday, Friday, and I've done 17 and a half hours.
21
dealing a living.
42 this week with having Monday off with bank holiday.
That's a busy week for us, that. That's 4 day week. That is a busy week.
Yeah, he's done more than mine and yours.
Yeah.
I had a load of 4 day weeks before that. I've got Taco Master on the phone so you can say exactly what you've done all the time.
Some days though, I know we all want early finishes and stuff, but some days I sit at home thinking, I am fucking bored.
Yeah.
Like, I could have happily have gone and stayed at work, like, or gone and done another run, no problem.
Never thought.
Like, weirdly, unlike fucking something, I enjoy my job. Like, I wouldn't do it if I didn't like it.
I do. I enjoy what I do. And I'd rather stay busy. I'd rather be grafting than tossing it off. I like to stay busy. It's just part of who I am.
Well, I volunteer for... It's called TAX, but it's Trucks and Child Safety. So you'll take a truck to a school. But that's a long day, that, because you've got to be in before school opens.
Yeah.
Then you're there all day. Then you can't leave until all kids are fucked off because you can't be manoeuvring a truck with kids about. And then I think I've got one, not next week, week after, but it's in Worcester. So I've obviously got to get down there, do a full day's of teaching kids about trucks, and then drive back as well.
Worcester's a horrible place to drive around in a truck.
Yeah, well, I mean, I only ever go on outskirts. We used to go to Seaver Depot that weren't far in, and then now the rail yards are quite close to the motorway anyway, aren't they?
So it's not far away.
We don't generally go in very far, but... I do like doing all that extra stuff. I mean, with the tax as well, fingers crossed, I'll be going to Truck Fest Northwest with work, and that's over a weekend. But I enjoy that sort of shit. I mean, I like trucks, and Matt fucking laughs about it, like, but I do...
You got to enjoy it, haven't you, to be able to do it every day? And
exactly,
I do enjoy it, and I am a petrolhead at heart. I always have been.
Yeah.
So do you go up to truck shows? Have you done it?
I haven't done any with mine. I haven't done it. A few lads at our place.
But do you go like on off your own back?
Yeah,
to
sometimes
truck
take
fest and that.
Take younger or take nephews into stuff like that because there's only.
Yeah.
You're going to go convoy.
Pardon?
Have you ever done convoy?
No.
We've got like a little gazebo set up there this year. We're going to be going to that.
I got invited on that one for Drew, but I won a night out and I couldn't make it, which we're a little bit gutted about.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have gone and done that.
You'd think it'd be a good spot for Andy's Man Club to be doing stuff like. getting around those kind of things.
A lot of lorry drivers.
If they get like a little stall this stuff type thing and have a few guys there for, you know, dishing fucking stickers out and whatever.
Yeah. I'll message them, see what they say.
Well, if you, like I say, if we have a little set, we've got a little setup. I've got emailed this bird who sorted ours out and says it's all right. So it'll be all right for anybody else to do it. Yeah. She's not charging us for it. So we just set up this gazebo and plan our pod things up from there. So if you have a word with him and get Andy's Man Club, whatever, down there, you or some other people, it's a even if you just have, I think we, because we'd already got our own tickets. She's just like, yeah, oh, yeah, just do what you want.
Yeah.
But that'd be an idea. You can come and fucking set up with us, like.
Spread the love.
That's yeah. it, innit? Yeah.
If we set like a fucking table up, we're going to get some content and we're just going to interview one at races and shit like that. And we'll all be sat there and like doing bits of recording and stuff through the day. And there's a little gazebo with chairs and table and stuff like
Oldham
that.
Park.
Donington.
Donington.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're having it there and there's like a little truck, it's truck racing. But the convoy part of it is like where they have all the truck show and then all kids, you know, rides and Bergman's and all that kind of shit. And that's where we're going to set up, where truck villages. She's going to send us a map out. But yeah, if you have a word with them and get Andy's Man Club down there, that'll be a good addition to sit around.
See what they show.
Sit around us. That's all I did when I emailed them. Just went, do you fancy coming on pod? And they were like, yeah, quite accommodating, really.
Yeah, that's good.
I only messaged him a couple of weeks ago, so the fact that you're here now is pretty quick. I didn't think it'd be as quick as it has been.
So do you go around, like, do you like advertise people to come to you, or are you just always there waiting for people to come to you?
Obviously we've got the Facebook page and
are you like in on that as just a member, or do you like
I'm a member. We've got a group leader. And we've got a bloke above him who does answers to him, Sean, who you spoke to. Sean, he's sort of our unofficial gaffer, if you will.
Is it charity run?
Yeah, it's a charity.
Right. I mean, in fairness, I only found out about it less than a year ago, when I was struggling with stuff, and I ended up using like council-run counselling, sort of like through a bit NHS, but your local council. And that massively helped. Like, and even just talking to somebody that didn't know me, didn't know my situation, and me just ranting and offloading to somebody, massively helped.
It is miles easier talking to strangers, I've found.
Yeah.
Than it is. Like, I couldn't tell our last certain stuff, and I couldn't speak to my dad about certain stuff.
I feel like that.
But a complete and total stranger could tell him absolutely everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I think everybody has, you have like a certain filter on yourself all the time, don't you? You have the version of you that you give to your family, you have the version of you that you give to your fucking mates and when you're a bit more relaxed and stuff, and then you have that third version, which is more like a secret one that fucking nobody sees.
See, I sort of felt like I couldn't show any weakness to any friends and family, because my situation is that I used to live with my nan and granddad when I were younger. I got kicked out of my house by my stepdad because we didn't get on, we were always arguing. So I went and lived with my nan and granddad. And then my granddad had a breakdown and killed my grandma and then killed himself. So I had nowhere to live. I had to go back to, well, it was a bit of a weird situation because I'd lost my job beforehand. So I moved out of my house with Mrs. so that the council would pay the rent on it because I weren't working. And then I went and lived with them. And then when that happened with my nan and granddad, I had to go back home. And then we ended up racking up like loads of debt there. So I had stress there. I'd got the fact that my nan and granddad had done that. So I had my dad that I were trying to help. But he were very much like me in the fact that I'm top at thing now. I've got to look after everybody else. And then that got to him, and I'm at drink even more then, because he were a big drinker. Because we've just been talking about it on previous one, so he were a big drinker, and he were a driver as well. He drank all his life, but he am at drink more when that happened, which is understandable, really.
It is his dad.
It were his mum and dad, yeah. And the fact that he found me grandma, so his mum.
Yeah.
She'd been strangled, like, in kitchen.
Okay.
But she weren't, there were no fight or all that. It was as if he just fucking laid her down. And then he fucked off and went and jumped down a staircase in hospital, like. So my dad had all this sort of stuff going off, which he didn't want us to know about. He wanted us to sort of know what had happened, but he didn't want us knowing details of it. He sort of protected us, but it made it a bit worse by not exposing us to it.
Yeah, it sounds like he's not trying to include you in what's
going on. Yeah, and it made it worse. Like, so then he had all that to deal with, but and then he died in 2018 through drinking that eventually got to him. And all that pressure that he felt sort of fell on me, and I had to deal with it. And I couldn't show any weakness to any of my family because I'm strong one. I've got to be there.
And that's what did me. And I think same year when I lost my mum, I just buried all grief. And you try and put a brave face on it, don't you?
Exactly.
And in the end, you can't.
No.
You've got to deal with it. Yeah. It just takes over your life and consumes you.
You just sort of feel it erupting, don't you? And it were always my family that were getting shit. Like, missus were getting a bollocking, and kids were always getting shouted at. Jess could do a slight little thing at school and I would fucking lose it.
Because that's your contact, isn't it? That's who's there.
Yeah, exactly,
You're on your own as a truck driver, then the people that you deal with are them. That's the only people there.
Exactly.
It's the hardest thing in the world to deal with is grief. And I know that from personal experience.
I never understood it until it happened to me.
Yeah.
Like, I were always just like, you just fucking get on with it, don't you?
Yeah, like, I don't work
like
that.
Days carrying on. No, and I didn't understand it until it happened to me.
Every single day without fail, I'll do something and think, what would my mum think of this?
Yeah.
What would mum think of this? I think, I'll just ring my mum and speak to her and I can't.
Yeah. Well, you see, I never had a massive bond with my dad because his life revolved around drinking. When we were kids, we didn't do no because he were always drinking. And this paints him out to be a bad dad. He weren't a bad dad. He was just consumed by alcohol.
You don't have to be a bad dad if you're not a good dad.
No, I know what you mean, And that were it, I knew that if I rang him, he'd be there. And if I needed help, he'd try and help me.
My mum were a drinker, and I think that's what ultimately might have finished her off.
Yeah.
She had a blood clot in her head or her lungs, something like that. I can't quite remember. And she were dead on bedroom floor, just dropped dead there and then.
Like hemorrhage type thing.
Yeah. And I were at work at the time, can't remember where I was. And our kid had deliberately not rung me until I got home because she knew I'd just stop truck where it was and drive straight over to Congleton and Macclesfield where she was.
Yeah. That's a fear of mine, though.
And I never dealt with it at the time. And I had the next day off to go see her in the hospital. And then the day after that, I phoned my boss. I'm like, he's retired now. Like, can I come back into work? He went, what for? I went, because if I'm at home, I'll end up doing something stupid.
Yeah.
Or fucking drinking everything in sight and acting like a tosser. I went, I'd rather be grafting.
Yeah.
Just give me something to
do. They let you back in, did
they? Yeah, let me back in.
See, that's a bit of a thing for them as well. Like, I know this is what he wants, but if I let him back into work and something happens because he's not thinking straight, it's a bit of a, do I let him to help him?
Double-edged.
This is what he said to me. He went, are you sure? And I went, because I need to be busy. Keep my mind off it for the time being. Because the thing was, she died on the 15th and I flew out to Texas on holiday on the 20th for 2 weeks and nailed the funeral off until I got back.
Fucking hell.
And then from then onwards, I just carried on working like nothing had happened until it got to this year. Beginning of this year, and
I had to deal with it.
Yeah, I had to do something about it because I was just turning into a right arsehole.
Yeah.
And it were at a stage where I was going to lose everything, lose my house, lose my missus, my little dog, fall out with a young'un. I think it might have been my dad who said to me, what the fuck are you playing at? Go and sort yourself out. Kind of like a bollocking, but a supportive bollocking, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He just went, go and sort yourself out, you need some help. So I did.
Yeah.
Got referred to Ardash at Donny. No, proper grief counselling.
It
is really good getting it all out and talking about it. And
definitely is, yeah. It's something you need to do.
I've spoke to more people. It lasts, what we're on now, June, it lasts 6 months, than having it last 6 years.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show how much I was holding in and keeping to my sen and being silent about stuff. Like you say, when people ask you, you all right? Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Just that, yeah, I'm fine. You all right? Yeah, I'm all right.
I dread to think what my situation would be like if I didn't have Lisa, my wife. She has took it all on.
Yeah. If I didn't have Anita, I'd be fucked.
Yeah.
And she knows it.
And I sometimes worry about her because I know she worries about me.
Yeah.
But even though I'm sort of, I don't like to say it, sort of like Ed at family, because my granddad's gone, my dad's gone, my other granddad's gone, And whenever anybody has any issues, they tend to come to me for help. So without Lisa, I'd be fucked, and I worry about her because I know she carries everything I carry. But she don't seem to. I don't know if they just if women just seem to.
They just they're managing
handle it better. It's
they seem to cope. They're coping better with
and
stuff.
And I think recently the fact that Andy's man club and I think there's Calm as well in their mind.
Yeah,
all these sort of things have only come to light recently. And got the publicity that they should have had years ago.
I don't think COVID's done it any good either, has it? Because the whole world just seems to be on a fucking knife edge.
Yeah.
Done it, and everybody's pent up with aggression and frustration. And now, like you say, with what's gone on lately with people taking their own lives, it's come a lot more to the forefront, hasn't
Definitely, it? Definitely, yeah. And I mean, I don't know if it's just because we're on a lot more trucking forums and that, but I'm seeing it more and more in our industry now.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if it were always coming out before and I've just been blind to it, or if it is actually coming out now and people are going, you know what, I am going to speak to somebody, I am going to go to this and I am going to do that. I think companies are pushing it a lot more as well.
Yeah.
The fact that we walk in our driver room and there's posters,
Stuff on wall, isn't it?
Of calling that. It's not people services, is it? It's some, there's numbers and shit.
Yeah, we've got all stuff like that.
Yeah, and when you go into Stephen Arbrown, isn't there? There's like on back at toilets, there's posters of, if you're struggling with anything, give these a call. It's all anonymous. It's all thing in it. It's a good thing to happen. What, I mean, it took all these bad things to get to a point where we're at now, and it's still not enough.
They're filling gaps, aren't they? They're
getting, like when you see one of the lads put something on Facebook, don't you? And they look a bit angry. It takes 10 seconds to them and go, hey, up, Shag. Is they all right?
Yeah.
And they'll go, yeah, I'm all right. I went, are you sure? Because that on Facebook makes it look like you're not all right.
Yeah.
And then they start, then they open up a little bit. And then you want the phone to them and they start ranting and raving. And they go, you know what? I feel better for that.
Yeah.
And that's what you got to do. You got to look out for each other.
Definitely, yeah.
A lot of that stuff, you see people put stuff on Facebook and you think, oh fucking hell, look at this person doing this for attention, and they're doing it, but that's what they're doing, it's
like
for that
10 years ago I would have thought that they're just doing it for attention, but now after going through what I've been through and seeing stuff at Andy's Man Club with lads, you think they're not alright, they don't look alright.
Yeah, you find it easier to spot now.
Yeah. Oh, miles easier. Yeah, ring them up and go, you alright mate? And they'll go, yeah or no.
It's not attention that they're wanting, it's attention that somebody needs to be giving them.
Yeah.
Because they're clearly definitely not fucking dealing with something all right, and they've put that on there, and so as people will go, oh, can I'm fucking doing that again? And you think they need somebody to be talking to them, because that's the way that they're either reaching out or trying to fucking deal with something.
And I don't profess to being a mental health expert, because I'm not. I'm just a lorry driver.
Guy that's been through experience.
But I've been through it myself, and it's not a nice thing to have to deal with.
And to feel like you're doing it on your own is when people start thinking, I've got no way out of this. I've got nowhere to turn, nobody to talk to. But the fact that you guys are there, somebody that I don't know, but I know full well that if I turned up to that group, you guys are willing to sit and listen. It's a good thing what you do.
It is very good, and it's good to have these places all over. So if people are wanting to come and talk to you, is it websites, Facebook, are they everywhere?
Yeah, andysmanclub.co.uk.
That hashtag's going to be searched everywhere, yeah?
Yeah.
Andy's Man Club.
Yeah, it's okay to talk, that's on your wristband.
Yeah.
Just put that into Facebook and it'll come up with all Andy's Man Club stuff.
It'll be everywhere.
Every Monday night, apart from bank holidays at Armfork or mine.
For people local around
they've
here.
They've got one at Gull, got one at, where else is these? Five in Hull. Beverly.
They're all over the place.
They've got one at Brinsworth.
Yeah, Baiton.
Out that way on the road at Baiton.
Brinsworth, yeah. All right.
They've got them all. If you go to Andy's Man Club website, it has a list of all clubs on it, so they've got them all over the country.
That's very good. We'll put a few extra posts out with obviously in description of this one. We'll link everything and put some more pictures out and stuff like that.
Yeah. I like that because it always reminds me of it.
Yeah. right, very good. We're wrapping that.
Yeah, we can wrap it up, mate. It's, thanks for coming in, Dan. I appreciate it.
No worries, pal, any time.
It's been great.
Glad to be of service.
It is good, mate. Yeah, and if
hopefully we'll see get us down at Convoy and get us all in hopefully around the same area or in the same group, or just get a gazebo next to ours.
Yeah, well, even if...
See what they do.
We'll see what happens with Man Club. If they go, they go. If they're, I'll come down with Jungen anyway, mate. Have a day out somewhere.
Yeah, it should be good. Tickets are cheap and kids are free. Parking's free.
Him, he keeps staring at donuts.
He's been stroking the biscuits.
He just don't
want to
make a noise.
I bet you've been looking at Brahman more than Pink one, haven't you?
Straight at Brown.
Definitely have a Brahman Pink. Right, beautiful. No, thanks for coming in,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, thanks. You're welcome anytime. We're always open to having chats about mental health and all that. And I mean, I might message you every now and again. Like, I mean, sometimes I have moments and wobbles and that. And
might go down. Go down to Arnfort one on a Monday.
Yeah, there's baiting. We'll bait him, won't
I? I'll bait him.
Close to my house.
I'm just thinking after work. Oh, you're not going to finish that later.
I'm not being Arnfort at that time of day. Be long gone, mate. Yeah, all good.
Yeah, nice. Anyway, we'll do some sort of linkage on website or new posts that were coming out.
Yeah, we'll put them all on our socials and that, won't we?
Yeah. Don't forget, if you want to get on Patreon, if you want to get in shop, if you want to see any of this kind of stuff, just get on everything on socials. And don't forget, if you're going for out with Manscaped, use your code JTAPOD for 20% off and free shipping. And enjoy it. Father's Day's coming up, isn't it? When's Father's Day? June, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know when it is.
It's the 17th, it's a Sunday.
Is it? 17th?
It's 17th or 18th.
Just one more thing. If anybody's struggling, we've said this a few times, haven't we? If anybody's if anybody's got any problems and think that they can't talk, they can. You can talk. Reach out to Dan, reach out to Andy's Man Club. There's other ones as well.
Yeah,
Samaritans, Mind, like all of them. Just reach out to somebody, because world's a better place for you, innit? You might not think it. I don't want to say that wrong. Let me read it again.
Hashtag it's okay to talk.
It's okay to talk. Yeah, I always get mixed up with it's okay not to be okay, but that's the same. It's all the same, innit?
Yeah.
It is okay not to
It's
okay to talk.
And beautiful.
There's always somebody willing to listen.
There is.
Trust me, Daddy.
Thanks again. Cheers, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
For up. Beautiful.
Bye. You start, because you know how starting.
Well, you can introduce your guests that you've sorted out.
I can, but we can start off first.
All right.
I'm terrible at starting.
Just man it.
Just fucking do it.
And just man club it.
Just do it.